All right. Speaking with Clint Chaffer, I'm reading the Twitter or the X post. We got nominated for an Emmy. The program is called Around the Farm. Before we talk about the specific edition you're getting recognized for, this Field of Dreams edition, tell us a little bit about kind of Around the Farm. How did it start? What's involved?
Yeah, Jim, no, I appreciate that. The Around the Farm has been going. I want to say we've been at this now for 4 or 5 years. And it's really a podcast about all things ag. We talk to all sorts of folks in and around the ag industry and typically try to push out an episode either once, twice a month. And we've had all sorts of different iterations from a lot of them have been either in the studio or even recording from my house or heck, we'll even get out and about. We did a nice farm progress show last year where we ran around the show, and then the one that we got nominated for with Field of Dreams. So we kind of try getting out and about a little bit throughout the season, but a lot of them are in studio and they run about 20 to 30 minutes long.
And when you say we, you're speaking collectively of who?
Yeah, no. So Around the Farm is brought sponsored by Climate Field View. And so that's we have our Field View team that helps set all that up. And then from the recording studio is actually Cool Fire Studios, based out of St. Louis there. And they do all the producing and editing and all of that stuff for the show.
So the specific episode you're nominated for, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we did a three-part series when we were at the Field of Dreams last year. So DeKalb Seed was a sponsor of Field of Dreams, so we kind of did that in conjunction with them, and it was an absolute blast. We got to talk to all sorts of folks in and around the Field of Dreams, from the groundskeeper being able to actually walk out on the Major League Baseball field, which was incredible. Talking to World Series champions like Kevin Millar was on one of the episodes, and then ending it on part three with the grand opening of the Dwyer Browns Museum there, the Hall of Dreams, and that was literally being able to play or have a catch with the father of Kevin Costner in the movie Field of Dreams. So just an incredible journey that we were able to do throughout those few days out there in Dyersville.
So this is, we were talking off the air, an Emmy nominated Mid-American region. You go to Branson in September 30th. So can you explain what happens now?
Yeah. So we got put in for this this Emmy. This would have been back in the springtime, and then that goes through a series of basically judging. And so they judge all of the different entrants that went in for this category. The category for this year is host or moderator, and so we got through the judging, and we ended up getting nominated. So there's three different pieces that are nominated. Ours and then two out of KMOV from St. Louis, and we'll be going to Branson, Missouri on September 30th for the gala down there. And they set it up, similar to the big Emmys, right? Yeah, they go up on stage and they'll do each one of the categories and then open up the envelope and find out who wins. So we got our fingers crossed, and we got friends and family going down with us to celebrate as well while we're down there.
So in terms of kind of defining the category that you're up for an Emmy, what is that then specifically?
So this one is for a host or moderator is what the category is for, which is, it's just an honor to be nominated for that.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. So when you found out or the significance of that, because I think locally, you do a podcast with Chad Weeks and it's all about like movies. So you're big into that. So this kind of really has to, that provides some added significance, I assume, because of your love for that form of the medium, I guess, right?
Absolutely, Jim. I tell you what, doing podcasts like this, hosting, chatting with different folks is just a passion of mine. And yeah, I mean, we do Mirko Movie Guys with Chad as well. And And, you know, the joke is now I'm just going to have, you know, when we do our introductions, he's going to have to introduce me as an Emmy nominated host now. So like, that's just, that's the joke that that we're going to run with from here on out.
But there's some truth to that, though, you can say, right? You can joke, but there's some truth to it.
There is a little truth to it now. So absolutely.
So what was your reaction when you heard that you, you know, were basically a finalist for this?
Yeah, I tell you what, that was just incredibly humbled to be a part of it. We have such an awesome crew that that works on this, from the folks that, you know, kind of outline it to literally going out there and producing it and editing it. It was just an honor. And to be quite honest, there was a little bit of probably jumping up and down with some just sheer excitement. So it's just an exciting honor to be a part of this.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
And Clint Chaffer nominated for a Mid-American Emmy. You're listening to WRMJ.